Comedy Capers. Smiling and grinning all over the place, for this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to that chuckling personality, the optimist. Without him, no luncheon club would be complete, and Pollyanna would never have been written. If all the optimists in the world were laid end to end, it would be because they had laughed themselves to death. Anyway, let's all be optimists, and here we go, smiling merrily all the while.
I'm
optimistic days are here again, and to prove it, Tony Caroni will get cheerful for you. Tony Caroni may look like a fascisti black shirt, but he'll send it to the laundry tomorrow. Tony Caroni, brother of Macaroni.
That's all right. That's all right for me. I'm just supposed to speak in a microscope here.
That's right.
All right. Well, lady and gent, I don't want to say too much, but I'm going to tell you what's the matter with the country. That's all right. You see, I got a fish store, and I got the business for the long time. About 5 years ago, I make it a big dough, just like all of the people as I do before. And my wife, Marie, she's getting the new hat. That's all right, I don't care. And my little Rosie, she's buying the new dress. I don't care, too. It's all right. Plenty prosperity is a jump on me. Everything is all right. But nowadays, the people is no eating the fish. What's the matter? You no eating the fish. if you eat the salmon, that's good for your liver. It make your liver dance. And what I say now is eat the alabot, eat the salmon, eat the mackerel, eat the barracuda. Go on, eat the fish. And if you eat the fish, that's going to make you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to look good. And if you look good, the man is going to catch the wife. And the wife, she's going to catch the husband, and I'm going to catch the fish. But what's the matter? Nobody is eating the fish. That's what's the matter with the country.
Okay, Tony, I'll order a can of sardines right away and find out if Tony Caroni is right. And now, the Foster Trio, three incurable optimists. They once followed the advice, let a smile be your umbrella, and they all came down with a cold, the Foster Trio.
Telling it to the daisy, take me where the daisies cover the country lane. We'll make hay while the sun shines, We'll make love when it rains. Take me where the songbirds thrill you with sweet refrain. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. From the hustle and the bustle of the city, we'll become a pair of country folks. In a little cottage sitting pretty, we'll be Mr. and Mrs. Stokes. Take me where the daisy covers the country lane. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. Telling it to the daisy. Take me where the daisies, ooh, cover the country lane, ooh, wall. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it wallooloo. Take me where the songbirds thrill you with sweet refrain. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it rains. From hum and hum of the old big buddy, we'll become a pair of animals, ooh. In a little cottage and mighty pretty, we'll be Mr. and Mrs. Stokes. Take me where the daisies, ooh, cover the country lane, ooh, wall. We'll make hay while the sun shines. We'll make love when it waterloo, low, love when it rains.
Ah, who wouldn't be an optimist after hearing the Foster Trio? Thank you, girls. But hark, the dragon roars, China speaks. The mystic curtains are pulled aside, and from the land of love, lotus, and laundries come the great Chinese sage and philosopher, Professor Charlie Lip Luen Lung. The great Lung speaks. I say, Professor, will you translate that into English, please?
Oh, you're Tony English?
Yes.
Your Confucius, he say, the bright light of Broadway may dazzle, but it is the moonshine that blinds.
Well, Professor Lung, I understand the Chinese have quite large families.
Oh, yeah.
How many children have you?
Oh, a small child?
Yes, you know, little babies.
Oh, yeah,
small
man, man child, come girl child?
Yes, man and girl
child. Come with that tongue, will you? How many? I think it's all maybe 20 fly, 20 slick.
Well, goodness gracious, don't you know? 25 or 26? How many have you?
Oh, yeah, but you said I know been at home since last Wednesday.
Gee, I'll bet this stork has walked in and out of your house many a time, huh?
Oh, yeah, you said he walking in so many times and out, now he looking like duck.
Well, let's take another branch of the family. Take your mother-in-law.
No, you take it. I don't want it.
No, thanks. I have one. Well, how many brothers have you?
Oh, brother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, here comes the...
How many?
I got three living and two married.
Oh, two married. Professor Lung, I know you're joking. Why, everybody knows that the Chinese are the most happy married people in the world.
Oh, yeah. So you say Chinese married people?
Yes.
Oh, he very much in love.
Yes.
So you say my brother Sam Lung?
Yes, I know Sam. He does my laundry, yes.
You know him?
Yes.
He come now, he married 35 years.
Married 35 years?
No, he stay home every night for 35 years. He no go out. He stay with his wife.
You mean to say that your brother spent every evening at home with his wife for 35 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I call love.
Yeah, but the doctor, he call it paralysis.
We certainly sympathize with him. And now listen, Professor, what caused your hurried trip over here to the States and to Los Angeles this last time?
Oh, your trip?
Yes.
Oh, you sorry, I catch a letter. He come from my most high-born wife in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
She say, she like more money?
Yeah.
You sorry?
Oh, I say every all right.
When I get a letter, see, uh-huh. I know near blank. No
you're...
bank.
Oh, you when you get the letter, you're not near the bank. So
no.
What did you do?
No. So I send a nice love letter.
Yeah.
And the check is for 1,000 kisses.
A check for 1,000 kisses and
no.
A love letter.
No.
Ah, that's mighty nice, Charlie. But why should that cause you to rush over here to the States so quickly?
Oh, you savvy? I get another letter from my wife, and she say, very smart American ice man, he cashes your check.
Thank you. Well, Charlie Long is right, and as the laundryman says, such is life, there is no soap. And to prove it, optimists though we are, we present Bill Ozark, the young man of the mountains, the original slow brain through Arkansas. Bill Ozark.
Well, Tom, I don't. I'm not going to light this cigar up
here.
Well,
it's a pretty good-looking cigar you have. What kind is it?
I don't know, Tom. It was burned down past the band when I got it.
You know, though, sometimes I would give my right arm for a good cigar.
Well, I almost lost three fingers getting this one.
Well, don't get discouraged. Be an optimist. Things are starting to pick up. Say, how are things at home?
Well, things ain't so good, Tom.
Huh?
You know, that rich uncle of mine has been pretty sick. We had to call the doctor again today.
Well, did the doctor give you any hopes?
No, he didn't. He said the old man's liable to linger for a long time.
Well, how's your wife?
Well, my wife's kind of unsettled. She caught a burglar trying to sneak in the house last night.
Well, is the burglar in jail now?
No, he ain't. He's in the hospital. Uh-oh. My wife thought it was me coming home.
Your wife must be pretty husky. Is she a big woman?
Well, Tom, I don't like to say, you know, we had an argument the other day because I said something about her size.
That's wrong. You should never tell a woman she is fat.
Well, I didn't tell her she is fat. She was standing out in the yard, and when it started to rain, I just told her to come in the house and let it rain on the lawn.
Boy, she must be big.
Yeah, she's pretty big, Tom. She went swimming in the ocean one time. She got out pretty far, and along come one of them whaling boats. You know, they shot 9 harpoons in her before they found out who she was.
Boy, I bet that made her sore.
Yeah, it did. Made her pretty sore in 9 places. Tom, I'm going to ask you here. Don't you think this cigar makes me look like a politician?
Well, yes, you do look like a politician.
You know, you got a pull around here. I wonder if you could get me a job as a politician.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'll bet you don't even know the difference between capital and labor.
Well, I can't explain it exactly, but can't tell you the difference. But listen, I can show you the difference if you got a dollar on your tongue.
Well, I think just about, yeah. Yeah, here it is. $1, that's yours.
Yeah, well, now... Now, when you lend me this dollar, Tom, that's capital, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, when you get it back, that'll be labor.
Oh, fire! Well, Bill Ozark says everyone in Arkansas is an optimist. In fact, he says Arkansas leads the world in everything. Why, they even had the Depression 20 years too soon. Well, it's been a grand meeting of the optimists, but the meeting is over now. The comedy capers must leave, but we'll be back again soon, and remember, smile and the world smiles with you. Frown and you've got a mother-in-law.